Alaska's U.S. senators have responded somewhat differently to President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
In a written statement, Senator Lisa Murkowski emphasized the timing. She says the firing came, quote, in the middle of an investigation into Russia's interference in our election. She called that serious cause for concern. Senator Dan Sullivan's statement was more deferential to the president. He says the timing raises questions that will need to be answered by the administration. But Sullivan notes the president has the power to choose a new FBI director. He says the FBI and the Senate Intelligence Committee's Russia investigations should continue. And Sullivan says the probes should cover the unmasking of private citizens, a reference to actions by the Obama White House. In another reference to the prior administration, Sullivan suggested the White House and federal agencies have eroded the rule of law over the past several years. Alaska Democratic Party Chairwoman Casey Steinau faults both senators for not calling for a special prosecutor. She calls their statements vague.
And not decisive and not standing up for what is clearly a problem when the president fires the very person who is running and leading the investigation on the White House.
Murkowski spokeswoman Karina Peterson says the senator believes the option of a special prosecutor should be considered.
She hasn't said specifically what's the best path forward in the ongoing investigation. That's what the next days, weeks will determine as she finds out more information and speaks with her colleagues.
Neither senator granted interview requests before they boarded Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's plane bound for an Arctic Council meeting in Fairbanks. Congressman Don Young was traveling too. His office issued a statement with no criticism of the firing or its timing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.